How do you get around the Bay Area? You may be like 370,000 other people who ride BART on an average weekday. That's like moving the entire population of Oakland by train. Like any city, BART needs people to keep the peace. There are currently about 200 BART police.
Two new videos surfaced today in the shooting death of a young man New Year's Day at an East Bay BART station by a BART police officer.
But two fatal shootings involving BART officers and increasing rider complaints in the past few years led to calls for more oversight. So last year, the district established the BART Citizen Review Board, an 11-member council that monitors BART police action. The review board met last month for a two-day session focused on transit police training, from the laws of arrest to use of force and racial profiling. KLW's Nicole Jones has this report.
In a conference room at the BART police headquarters in downtown Oakland, a DVD plays a scenario. The screen shows a woman, and she's really angry. She's just been locked out of her house after finding out her husband is cheating on her. Her aggression grows, quickly turning violent. She kicks one officer, and he falls to the ground.
Drop the shovel, ma'am. Citizen police! Drop the shovel! Now listen, you need to calm down.
This is my property. This is my house.
All right, folks.
Using this standard police training video, a handful of BART's Citizen Review Board are trying to walk in the shoes of the police officers they monitor. BART Sergeant Marlon Dixon starts the discussion.
You're the officer on the scene. You've gone through that scenario. What do you think? Speechless?
I am speechless. I mean, I think the calm down didn't work. I mean,
okay.
You don't. Obviously, she was out of control. I don't know what you do with someone out of control like that.
The second officer, you guys think he was justified in drawing his weapon on this woman? What do you think?
Yes.
Yes?
Never thought I'd say yeah.
Okay. What about shooting her? If she continued to approach? This is happening like this. He's got his officer down. The officer could be seriously injured. What do you think?
Oh, hell, shoot her.
Do you think it would be justified?
BART Citizen Review Board member Bob White isn't so sure. After all, the board emerged from public pressure following the fatal shooting of Oscar Grant in 2009.
Although she has, looks like she had martial experience, whatever, and I know the right answer would be yes, shooting her, because she can use deadly force, but she was unarmed, and I couldn't justify. If he had a taser or something like that, I would use that first before using deadly force.
BART police policies say that in this kind of situation, use of lethal force is legal. But Sergeant Dixon explains that there's more to it than just reading from the rule book.
There's a term that we use that's called lawful but awful. So it might be lawful per policy, per the law, but the public's going to tear into you because perception is everything.
BART knows this firsthand after two fatal officer-involved shootings in the last few years. Civilian Oversight Board is now responsible for hearing a wide range of alleged police misconduct at their meetings every month. With the help of a new independent police auditor, they can recommend disciplinary action to the BART Board of Directors. The Citizen Review Board was created last March, but didn't have its first meeting until after last July's fatal officer-involved shooting of Charles Hill. The Hill case has been brought up at Citizen Review Board meetings, but they're still far from having the investigation completed. BART officer trainer Carolyn Perea says having these training sessions for the Citizen Review Board should help them understand this and future incidents.
We all thought that it was very important that they understand how we train and why we train and where we get our authority.
This training is just one on a long list of recommendations from an audit report by the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement, or NOBLE. Along with civilian oversight, the 2010 report made recommendations on BART Police Department policies, tactics, hiring, and investigations by comparing it to international law enforcement standards. Community Service Officer Lauren LaPlante works in the department's community-oriented policing unit.
Any way that we are making the community more accessible to the police department, whether it be the Civilian Review Board, whether it be, you know, us going out to community meetings, I think we need to be engaging in all those practices.
Community policing encourages law enforcement to partner with residents, businesses, and local groups. LaPlante says community policing at BART started in the mid-90s. But now the agency is implementing a new model called zone policing. Zone policing breaks the current BART zones into five smaller areas. LaPlante says this makes it easier for lieutenants to manage crime trends and for police officers to get to know stations.
This is a semi-new concept. In terms of the community policing philosophy, it's going to bring more accountability to it.
On a recent Thursday morning, Officer Rick Martinez took up his zone assignment.
Is that traffic for 13?
1021-7055.
We just left the Lake Merritt station. That's our headquarters for BART Police. We're actually in Zone 1, and I am the Adam 13 unit today. So my responsibility is the Rock Ridge and MacArthur BART station.
Martinez has been with the agency for 6 years.
So in my time, we've gone to from an agency that essentially had no community relation. It wasn't that transparency.
Before, Martinez says, people didn't understand BART Police's mission.
We come into our station, we kind of take a look at who's around, and people stick out that are hanging out here. Because, again, it's our stations are designed for a specific reason. We're here to move people. So we're going to get out and just walk around here and be visible and be part of the community here. People want to come up and strike a conversation, they're more than able to do so. We're here to help. We're here to be accessible. We're here to be approachable.
How do you get to the DMV?
DMV? See where the stop sign is?
Yeah.
Walk all the way down till you reach the stop sign or a stop light. And that's a Claremont. Hang a left and you walk straight on Claremont. So that's another one in the hat, directions. I don't like that hat. It's really hard to know where everything is. And just because you're a cop doesn't mean you know where everything is.
There are also the tougher situations, like this fight between a station agent and a disgruntled patron.
May I go out and smoke a cigarette? He's like, no. All right, and then this other dude jumped in. I was cool with no. And he got smart with me. And I flew out the handle, bro. I get like this. I'm shaky right now. I want to hurt that dude.
I know, but you can't do stuff like
that. I know. Oh, I could.
You will. I know.
Yeah, I got free will, bro.
Yeah,
and disrespecting me from him.
Martinez talked to him quietly in between listening to his problem.
It's just an argument, essentially. So there's no really. People are allowed to argue and vent their frustration. That's obvious. That's just essentially what it was a customer service issue. There's not a crime for being mad, essentially.
If the encounter were to turn violent and Martinez handled it differently, it may have ended up on the Citizen Review Board's desk. Martinez says he's okay with this kind of oversight.
I don't mind it. It's part of the job, and it's another check and balance that goes with police enforcement. And our agency hasn't had it, and to fall in line with every other agency in the modern times, it's expected. So I'm okay with that, and I think that everybody else is.
The BART Citizen Review Board, along with the new community policing strategies, are still in development. But with recent incidents of questionable tactics still fresh in writers' minds, their work is going to be under heavy scrutiny. For Cross Currents, I'm Nicole Jones.